Who or what are angels? The Bible's answer. Angels are beings who have greater power and ability than humans. They exist in heaven, or the spirit realm, which is a level of existence higher than the physical universe. Thus, they are also referred to as spirits. Where do angels come from? God created the angels through Jesus, whom the Bible calls the firstborn of all creation. Describing how God used Jesus in creation, the Bible says, "By means of Jesus, all other things were created in the heavens and on the earth, the things visible and the things invisible, including the angels." Colossians 1:13-17. Angels do not marry and reproduce. Instead, each of these sons of the true God was individually created. Job 1:6. Angels were created in the distant past, before the earth existed. When God created the earth, the angels began shouting in applause. Job 38:4-7. How many angels are there? The Bible does not give an exact figure, but it does show that their number is vast. For example, a vision given to the Apostle John included a glimpse of hundreds of millions of angels. Do angels have individual names and personalities? Yes. The Bible gives the names of two angels, Michael and Gabriel. The footnote reads, "Some Bible translations use the term Lucifer at Isaiah 14:12, which has been understood by some to be the name of the angel who became Satan the devil. However, the original Hebrew word used here means shining one. The context shows that this term refers not to Satan, but to the dynasty of Babylon, which God would humiliate for its arrogance. The expression shining one was used to mock the Babylonian dynasty after it was overthrown." End of footnote. Other angels acknowledge that they had names, but they did not reveal them. Angels have distinct personalities. They can communicate with one another. They have thinking ability and are able to compose expressions of praise to God. And they have the freedom to choose between right and wrong, as seen when some of them sinned by joining Satan the devil in his rebellion against God. Are there different ranks among angels? Yes. The angel greatest in both power and authority is Michael, the archangel. Seraphs are high-ranking angels who are stationed near Jehovah's throne. Cherubs form another high-ranking order of angels having special duties. For example, cherubs guarded the entrance to the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve were expelled. Do angels help people? Yes. God uses his faithful angels to help people today. Angels are used by God as he directs his servants in the preaching of the good news of the kingdom of God. This direction benefits both those preaching and those hearing the good news. Angels help to keep the Christian congregation free of contamination by wicked people. Angels guide and protect those who are faithful to God. Soon, the angels will bring relief to mankind by fighting alongside Jesus Christ to eliminate wickedness. Do we each have a guardian angel? Although angels look out for the spiritual welfare of God's servants, this does not necessarily mean that God assigns an angel to each Christian as a personal guardian. The footnote reads, "Some have understood the account of Peter's release from prison to indicate that Peter had a personal guardian angel. However, when the disciples referred to Peter's angel, it could be that they mistakenly thought that an angelic messenger representing Peter had come to them, rather than Peter himself." End of footnote. Angels do not protect God's servants from every trial or temptation. The Bible shows that God will often make the way out of a trial by giving a person the wisdom and strength to endure. 1 Corinthians 10:12-13. Misconceptions about angels. Misconception. All angels are good. Fact. The Bible refers to the wicked spirit forces and the angels who sinned. Ephesians 6:12 and 2 Peter 2:4. These wicked angels are demons who join Satan in rebelling against God. Misconception. Angels are immortal. Fact. Wicked angels, including Satan the devil, will be destroyed. Misconception. People become angels when they die. Fact. Angels are a separate creation of God, not resurrected humans. People who are raised to life in heaven receive the gift of immortal life from God. They will have a status higher than the angels. Misconception. Angels exist to serve humans. Fact. Angels obey God's commands, not ours. Even Jesus acknowledged that he would call on God for help, not directly on the angels. Misconception. We can pray to angels for help. Fact. Prayer to God is part of our worship, which belongs to Jehovah God. We should pray only to God through Jesus.